Discouraged investors sent the Dow down for a third day. It lost 411 points, or nearly 5%, its lowest level this month at 8,282. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both lost more than 5%. The drop was prompted by poor corporate earnings reports and the bombshell of the day. Banks will not be able to offload their toxic mortgage-backed assets on the federal government.
Purchasing troubled assets, our initial focus, would take time to implement and would not be sufficient given the severity of the problem.
Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, addressing a House committee today. Paulson said Treasury is abandoning its original plan to buy mortgage-backed securities. Instead, his focus will be on using the $700 billion rescue package to bring stability to a wide variety of financial institutions. That could include not only banks, but also credit card companies, student loan agencies, and auto lenders. Paulson said car manufacturers need not apply. Here in New York City, leaders in labor, business, and government gathered at the New School to talk about making New York a center for so-called green-collar jobs. What exactly are they? Well, that's debatable, but almost every state and city wants them, especially since President-elect Barack Obama pledged to spend $150 billion to create 5 million new jobs in clean, green industries. Ramon Cruz is with the New York City Investment Fund, which has given seed money to several green startups in the city.
One of our portfolio companies, that is Solar Energy Systems, you know, is basically assemble and installing solar panels. It's a service that we need. And why having other companies from New Jersey or Massachusetts doing it when we can do it ourselves?
The key to attracting green businesses, Cruz said, is convincing them they won't get caught up in the red tape and taxes for which New York is famous. He suggested designating new green industrial parks.
If you create areas that you can start that process of permitting and then dedicate it to clean tech, we will have many, many companies coming to New York City that are willing right now to come if those incentives are right there.
Ramon Cruz from the New York City Investment Fund, the venture capital arm of the Partnership for New York City, speaking at a panel today at the New School. Well, if the promise of millions of new green jobs helped get Barack Obama elected, the economic meltdown really hurt candidate John McCain. Obama portrayed him as out of touch with economic reality. What credibility McCain had among economists came from McCain advisor Douglas Holtz Aiken, an economist and a former director of the Congressional Budget Office. He was a guest on the Brian Lehrer Show this morning, just moments before Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson addressed a House committee. Brian asked Holtz Aiken for his assessment of Paulson's performance in this crisis.
Well, I'm objectively pretty underwhelmed. I think the fundamental thing that you need in moments like this is the ability to lay out in clear and distinct terms the path forward, what it is that you're trying to accomplish, how the steps will be taken to accomplish that, and what is to be asked of both the government and the private sector, you know, those who get funds. We've never had the sense out of the Treasury that they were doing anything but casting about for what is the next thing they can do today. And I think it's left financial markets in a tremendous amount of confusion. It's led to the notion that anybody in trouble can line up and get some money from the government. That's not going to work. And, you know, we really need to have a much more disciplined approach to this issue.
I don't know if you want to get this specific, but would you say no to American Express?
I can't get specific enough without looking at the balance sheets of these firms. You know, the rule should be real simple, I think, which is in those circumstances where the demise of a firm would threaten the overall financial system or the welfare of the nation as a whole, it's essential, you know, it's a sensible public policy to step in and help them out. If it's just a matter of trying to keep their shareholders happy or their, you know, their labor and management on board, no.
And the auto companies through that lens?
The auto companies are the hardest. There's no question. I have very little sympathy for their plight, quite frankly. It's something that they've, in collaboration with their labor, built this problem. They've never come to terms with the 21st century market structures in which they have to compete. Nevertheless, they are large. We're at a position where, you know, unemployment's rising. This would hit the Midwest incredibly hard. And so it's the kind of situation where you might want to do some things that you don't want to do. I'd be on that list. But if you're going to do it, you have to get some real change out of the auto companies. There has to be genuine restructuring of their labor contracts. They have to be bidding in the same labor markets that Toyota and Honda and successful car companies are. And you can't just throw public money in and prop up a business model. It's just not working.
Douglas Holtz-Aiken, former economic advisor to candidate John McCain and a former director of the Congressional Budget Office. Want to hear the rest of Brian's interview? Go to WNYC.org and click on The Brian Lehrer Show. And remember to tune in every day at 4:30 to WNYC's Financial 411.